Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Today, my video is about Shedeur Sanders, quarterback, the University of Colorado, 2024 NFL draft prospect. So if you like the video, please come in and share it. We surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. And special thanks to my media guy, social media guy, who makes everything happen today, Mr. Logan Landers. Shedeur Sanders, University of Colorado. When I hear his name, and I saw him last night, I'm not going to tell no story here on 100 Yards Football. Last night, I was up at 10 o'clock watching the replay of the Colorado-Nebraska game and really studying this young man and looking at his game. And I'm saying, is this a dream? Because this is a young man whose father's making something happen special in Boulder, Colorado. But I really didn't think this young man's skill level was this good at this highest level. And I tell a true story, as I always do here on 100 Yards Football. About 3 years ago, a guy who does an excellent job for us here on 100 Yards Football, bringing up some of our shows, Mr. Mark Bass, a.k.a. Mark Denham, out of Lufkin, Texas, told me something in Mr. Sanders' freshman season at Jackson State. Because, see, Mr. Denham does a lot of Jackson State games. He does a lot of games in the SWAC conference. And he's seen this gentleman play up close and personal. And one thing that Mr. Denham told me, he said, Vincent, this young man is special. He can make all the throws. But it was another key point he brought to my attention. He said, this young man right here doesn't get in a hurry, and he's going to take what the defense gives him, and he doesn't turn the ball over. Well, after 2 weeks in college football, after victories over TCU and Nebraska, and me listening to other sports shows across this great nation, because I'm located here in Douglasville, Georgia, which is 30 miles west of downtown Atlanta, I've been listening to some of the competitors. And one gentleman that played quarterback at the University of Georgia, I'm not going to put his name out there, it seemed like he does not want to give this young man credit. And last week, he put everybody else up before him, even the week before, as his player of the week. And you know what I'm talking about, but that's all right, though. I'm not going to put your name out there, but I listen to you every day. And I listen to other people on the national scale. But this young man, Mr. Sanders, I'm going to call him Mr. Sanders today. Before the college football season kicked off 2 weeks ago, everybody was saying Caleb Williams was the best quarterback in the country, either Drake May. Caleb Williams of USC, Drake May of North Carolina. After 2 weeks, I don't see no difference. If I had to put my money on it, I said Shedeur Sanders might be the best quarterback in the 2024 NFL draft if he decides to come out. And my story and my thinking came to truth this past week. Mel Kiper Jr., we know him. He carries a lot of serious respect when he graded the NFL drafts over the years, said that Shedeur Sanders right now is number 3 on his book. So that should tell everybody about how good this young man is. Then I'm looking at the skill set of this young man after watching him play 2 weeks on a national level. Unflappable. A+. The ability to throw the football and be accurate. He's 77% after 2 weeks. The arm strength. A+. The ability to throw sideline to sideline, A+. The delivery, A+. The touch, A+. The anticipation as a quarterback, A+. The natural feel in the passing game, A+. Doesn't get rattled. Got sacked, 8 times last week against Nebraska, and he still threw for 393 yards. Take that to the bank, Mr. National Championship Quarterback 1980. Decision making. A+, 0 interceptions after 2 games. Field vision, A+. Reading defenses, A+. mobility, A plus, foot quickness, A plus, leadership, A plus, and FBI footballer intelligence, A plus. Then I think about all the great quarterbacks that came into college football and have made a name for themselves on a national level. And I said to myself, what do I put Shedeur Sanders at that level? And I think about Roger Staubach at Navy in 1963. I think about Joe Namath at the University of Alabama in 1964. I think about Bob Greasy at Purdue in 1965. I think about Kent Stabler at the University of Alabama in 1966. I think about Mike Phipps at the University of Purdue in 1969. I think about Archie Hugh Manning at Ole Miss in 1970. I think about Pat Sullivan, Auburn University in 1971. I think about Burt Jones, LSU 1972. I think about David James, Kansas 1973. I think about Steve Brockowski, the University of California 1975. I think about Tommy Kramer, Southwest Conference, Rice University in 1977. I think about Mark Wilson, 1979, BYU. I think about Jim McMahon, BYU, 1980. I think about John Elway, Stanford University, 1982. I think about Dan Marino, University of Pittsburgh, 1982. I think about Troy Aikman, UCLA, 1988. I think about Andre Ware, the University of Houston, 1989. I think about Peyton Manning, University of Tennessee, 1997. He got a little bit of Michael Bishop, Kansas State, 1998. Joe Hamilton, Georgia Tech, 1999. Matt Leinart, USC, 2004. And then on the African-American side, Jimmy Jones, USC, 1970. Marlon Briscoe, the University of Omaha in the late 1960s. Cornelius Green, Ohio State. Walter Lewis, Alabama, Reggie Collier, Southern Mississippi, Danny Davis, who I saw as a true freshman when I was attending Arkansas, running that field with the University of Houston Cougars, Thomas Lott, Wishbone, Oklahoma, Vince Evans, USC, College Holloway, Tennessee, the great Tony Robinson, Leon High School, Tallahassee, Florida, Tennessee, one more time, and Cordell Stewart, the University of Colorado. I don't have to say no more about Shedeur Sanders. After 2 weeks, he's been the best player in college football. It's no one even could come close. He's taken a team from 1-11 to 18th ranked in the country. They've played on 3 straight national television games. There was a 20-point underdog against TCU. There was only a 2-point favorite against Nebraska. Colorado State, in-state rivalry. Y'all finna get some of this medicine. It's one of the most happiest days of my life because I could put that young man out there and his father was a hell of a person and a hell of a player. Shedeur Sanders is my guy. It's college football player of the year right now. It's no one better. So all you people, and that even goes for you, Paul Feinbaum. I'm calling you out. And you from my hometown, the 901. And you don't want to give him no flowers. That's all right, baby. I'm little old Vincent Turner, 63 years old, down here in Douglasville, Georgia. And I'm going to put it out there. Stop the madness. Stop the madness. Give this man his flowers. He's the best quarterback in the country. We don't want to hear about Alabama no more. You got spanked by Texas. Stop the madness, 1980 National Championship quarterback. Get a man his flowers. And like the great Skip Bayless, I'm not betting against Deion Sanders or Shedeur Sanders. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate here 100 yards of football. My name, Vincent W. Turner, and special thanks to my producer today, and remember his name, Babyface Logan Landers, and the whole staff of 100 Yards Football, Jeremiah Long, Ronnie Keebler, the legend himself, Bobby Butler. Thank you. Be blessed.